Since I wasn't there at the time, I can't give you the absolutely correct answer, but one suspects.
Generically speaking.
One, it happens, doesn't always happen, but it happens, and what it really means is, I think without question, in this case, this was the most worthy of the sons to be Rebbe. In other words, it takes great courage in Hasidic circles for a son to succeed a father when he's not the oldest son. It takes great courage for the decision to be made that a younger son should succeed.
Usually goes to the oldest son.
But if one son is particularly more worthy than all the others, and I probably have to add, if all the sons agree, one hopes that's what happened. I don't know. I don't know the history in Bells, what actually happened then. But if indeed the others agreed and agreed to step aside, so this was, I think this was, do you have the list? I could look it up.
He was the oldest son.
This was the oldest son,
he was the oldest son.
And the youngest son became Rebbe. As Rav Shiel Belzer became Rebbe, he did not. Okay.
The permission of the professor,
please.
In many cases, was a remes, how is the remes in English?
A hint?
A hint from the Rebbe to call that he favors him, or the elderly Hasidim. The elderly Hasidim decided this way, so the older, in many cases, the older son, nobody wants to become son, a Rebbe, then they forced upon one son to become a Rebbe. Like in Radomsk, it was a big fight, the elder said to the younger to become a Rebbe, in Radomsk, until the Rebbe said to the younger son, make Havdola. This was a sign, she wants him as Rebbe, to the younger. And I will tell you a story about it later, after
the
about
Next, the heir to the dynasty,
where
is determined while the Rebbe is alive or after
the Rebbe. No, after. In Gier is no problem. In Gier, they don't appoint a Rebbe till after the Shiva. But for all others, by the covering the caver, they call out Moir Marenev Rabbeinu, it became Rebbe, and he gets Kvitlov. In Gier, the decision is done after the Shiva. So, but the other Rebbes, it is, as I told you, Radomsk and others, we'll discuss it later because people have to go to Poland.
All right, so one food's halt, and then we'll say Tehillim and the Kaddish. And then we can say Tfilis, whoever wants to, if we have enough time. The beautiful word from Reb Shia Lebelzer. So I'm referring to right here, Reb Shia Lebelzer, who was Rebbe Belz for a good part, as I said, of the 19th century. A famous word, it's in a lot of Haggadahs, you find it in almost any good Haggadah Shel Pesach. And, of course, you have to know Tanakh a little bit to understand this word. We say, Zeichel LeMikdash KeHillel. You all know, we say, when we eat our Moror sandwich.
Korach.
So, it's a Zeichel LeMikdash KeHillel, L'Kayim HaShenemah, we say a whole paragraph, and we're eating matzahs and Moror, together, we all say that. A lot of people don't realize that pasuk is not the pasuk that appears in Sefer Shmos. That's not the pasuk that appears by all, wherever it says in the Torah you're supposed to celebrate Pesach. Where does it say Al-Matzos? Those exact words. Al-Matzos, Umorim, Yochluhu. It says by Midbar. By what? By what? I know, but what? By what? What's the context?
Pesach
Sheni. Not by Pesach Rishon. It says Al Matzos Umvam Yaluchu by Pesach Sheni. And Rav Shiel Belzer asked, how come all Jews, when they say Zeichel LeMikdash KeHillel, why do they bring the pasuk from Pesach Sheni? And he says beautifully, he says, this is really a tefillah, because now it's Pesach night, right? We're celebrating Pesach in Golus. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We're hoping that the Beis HaMikdash will be built immediately, right? If the Beis HaMikdash should be built tomorrow, within a week, so when's the next time we can celebrate Pesach? Pesach Sheni. So we're really looking forward to Pesach Sheni. So that's why it says Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. We want to be in the Mikdash and do what was done in the Mikdash. L'kayim Hashanemar Al Matzah Sumrayim Yochlu. All right, Efshi will say a little Shira Malos.